Now, among those who are nervous about Britain's move to sanction Israeli settlements are plenty who worry about how it affects perceptions of Jewish people living here in the UK. Stigmatise the only Jewish state, do you inevitably stigmatise Jews with all the negative consequences that that can lead to? The Jewish Leadership Council, which represents many of the UK's major Jewish organisations, has accused the government of putting an increased target on British Jews, described the decision as deeply irresponsible, and alleged the government was yielding to pressure from the most extreme elements of British society. Let's get a reaction from Lord Levy, Michael Levy. He's one of the most prominent members of the Jewish community in the UK. He was Tony Blair's ambassador to the Middle East some years ago, we should say, Lord Levy. Fascinated to hear what your reaction to Ed Miliband's statement today is.
And yes, it was a number of years ago, as Tony Blair has been out of office for a number of years. Look, I listened very carefully to Ed Miliband's statement and read it a number of times. I think it was heartfelt. I think it was sincere. It didn't need for him to say that he was a proud Jew. It didn't need for him to say how supportive he is of Israel. He is supportive of Israel and of Israel's security. He is absolutely against any form of anti-Semitism, no matter how it rears its ugly head. This is what he said. Evan, look at that statement, read it in detail, which I'm sure you have done. There is nothing in there that should make it troublesome for Jews in this country. We do face anti-Semitism. What happened last Rosh Hashanah in Manchester was horrendous, and there have been very difficult times recently in Golders Green, but we are now in a situation, do we allow what is happening in the West Bank to continue? And these, I heard your Israeli correspondent just now be so critical of the Labour government. I think perhaps her memory needs to go back to the Tory government and what happened with Margaret Thatcher, who basically, when Israel had the problems in 82, the invasion of Beirut, it was Thatcher who basically said that there would be an arms embargo. And that lasted over a decade. That was a Tory government. But that was not opposed by the Labour government. They backed what was going on.
Right. So
and then in the E1 settlement, sorry, if I may finish, Evan, the Cameron-led government in 2012, when Israel threatened to advance E1 settlement block around East Jerusalem, they threatened to downgrade bilateral relations, and at the same time, as part of the EU, came out with a joint response, which ultimately led to Israel backing down.
So there's not always a political argument over this, or not a clear-cut political argument. There are always political arguments about it, but not necessarily down party lines. But you're, broadly speaking, taking a positive line and saying the government has landed in a reasonable place with regard to Israeli actions in the West Bank.
Well, when you say a reasonable place, they have, neither side are going to be happy. The Palestinians are going to say they haven't gone far enough. We've heard the Israeli response. We've heard about closing the office in Jerusalem. We're in a very, very difficult time. But I do believe that the government have taken an action that they believe is right for the UK. This is why they are there, to look after the UK and the UK's interests. But I believe they're also looking after the interest of Jews in this country, because their fight against anti-Semitism is absolutely solid, Evan. And I think we're in a position now where we have to look at what Miliband has said. We have to look at the backing he has received from the new Prime Minister, Burnham. And I think we now need to move forward. Israel perhaps needs to look at itself. Look, we're in a most difficult time. We're coming up to one of our holiest times of the year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In a couple of days, Jews will be praying in synagogue for Rosh Hashanah for the new year. But perhaps it is a time for reflection. Are we a people that carry out the atrocities that have been going on in the West Bank? Are we a people that believe in the violence that's been going on? Of course, what happened on October the 7th was horrendous. But the Israeli press is full of the stories, mainly which seems to be manifesting from the UAE, that Netanyahu had been warned by the UAE leader, MBZ, that this would happen, but took no action. I can't comment on that, Evan.
Look, I just...
But all I do know is we have to reflect on what is going on. I speak to so many people in the community. Oh, what's happening in Israel is terrible. Ben-Gavir, Smotrich, they're a disgrace. But they won't get up and say it. It's the silent majority who really are just keeping quiet. But it is those who suddenly think they've got a leadership quality who can speak for Israel. We need to speak for our Jewish community because we are not Israelis. We are Jews in the United Kingdom.
Lord Levy, thank you so much. You've given us a lot of food for thought there. Lord Levy, Michael Levy, on Jewish reaction in the United Kingdom.